Well, I'm going to try to do things just a little bit differently today. We do have a very difficult topic for this morning. And first of all, I want to say that I approach this scripture with humility and love. And I say with humility because I myself am simply trying to interpret the scripture as best as I know I can, or best as I can. And I realize that there are many people that will disagree with me. Some of you will probably disagree with me. People that have come before have disagreed with me, and there will be people that come after me that will disagree with me. And I totally respect that. But I have to preach what I believe I am called to preach. I have to preach what I believe the Bible is teaching us. So if you hear me saying something today that you do not agree with 100%, please don't just write me off. Don't start calling me names. Don't post your Twitter account that Kevin is a heretic, a socialist, a communist, liberal. That seems to be one of the worst things people can be called anymore. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't call me names, but if you disagree with me, let's just agree to disagree. It's okay to do that. That's a part of what we do as a church. We grow together. We disagree. Now, I'm getting up here with a lot of time this morning, and I may try to use as much time as possible. But I'm going to invite you all to do something that we haven't done for as long as I've been the pastor here. And just as a word of note for you, I have been here now as your pastor for 5 years as of July 1st. Can you believe that? I wasn't looking for applause, but I'll take it. Oh. Through thick and through thin. Okay. Well, what I want to invite you to do today is at the end of my sermon, since it is a rather difficult sermon and difficult concept to wrap our minds around, I want to invite you to have a little bit of time of question and answer. I'm maybe going to take at most 5 minutes, maybe 2 or 3 questions. If you from the congregation want to ask me, I will do my best to answer any questions you have immediately following the sermon. And because we live in a technology age, where we can have, you know, things exchanged by electronic versions at the speed of light, I'm also going to invite you, if you have a cell phone and you don't want to ask your question verbally because, I don't know, whatever reason you might be a little self-conscious of speaking in public, I'm going to invite you, if you have a cell phone, text me a question and I'll check my phone after the sermon. If there's any questions, I can answer them from the cell phone. I'll keep it, I won't share your name. I'll keep it, the word is not coming to me. Confidential, that's a good one. Not the one I was looking for, but I like that. I'll keep it confidential. Anonymous, thank you. Keep it anonymous, and you feel free to ask me questions. Now, this is not supposed to be a time for stump the pastor. I'm not trying to invite you, asking you the most difficult question you can ask. But if there's something that is kind of itching within you, something that you want to ask, there's a good chance that other people are wondering the same thing. It might mean that I didn't explain it as well as I could have, and it might just mean that I missed something altogether. So I want to ask you to ask me any questions you might have, either verbally or via text message. Now, I will also tell you that as I was writing today's sermon, I realized that there was no way that I could get it all into one message of about 30 minutes in length. So as I was writing the sermon for today, I realized it was going to become a two-part sermon, and I apologize for doing that whenever I won't be here next Sunday. I'm going to break it up and we'll have this message today, and then on the 17th we'll come back and I'll talk about how we as Christians are to